Now, the Minchas Chinuch, Or Sameach and Reb Chaim, and hopefully there'll be enough to keep you guys busy. So let's first look at the Minchas Chinuch. We discussed yesterday about the Machlokas, how to define Gufo Kanoi, and we had either the school of Rishon who said that it was some type of Kinyan Mamon, either it was a Chov that had a Mashkon on it, or Dekel Perosov, which is about Maisi Yadav, and then there was the other group of Rishon who held that there was a, in addition to Kinyan Mamon, there was Kinyan Isser. That was the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rajba. So now in this understanding of Kinyan Isser, there's two Kinyanim, Kinyan Mamon, Kinyan Isser. So the Minchas Chinuch is Mechadesh, that you have two tracks, you have two types of Staros you could use. You could use either Star Kinyan, or you could use a regular Star Shechar. How does he get there? What does that mean? So he points out that from Rashi, the language of Rashi, which we haven't seen yet, but Rashi will see at the end of this year, on top of Desayim, compares the Shtar Shichur to that of a Eved Kanani. And by Eved Kanani, there's a requirement that you have to write a Shtar Shichur for Eved Kanani Lishma. So too, the Shtar Shichur for Eved Ivri should be Lishma as well. That's it then. By writing an Eved Kanani, a Shtar Shichur, you have to have a Lishma, the shame Eved Kanani that he goes free. And by extension, when you write a Shtar Shichur for an Eved Ivri, it must be Lishmat. That's the din. It has to have a Lishma. And all the dinim of Shtar Shichur of an Eved Kanani has to be Lishma. It could be Baal Karcha. It has to be Talish, can't be connected to the ground. Fine. But then he quotes from the Ketzos and the Panishu, who asks the following question. When a person writes a Shtar Shichur to an Eved Kanani, it has to be Lishma. And if it's not Lishma, so then it becomes a regular Shtar Kinyan. Right? If I write a star document, it doesn't have the lishma. Whatever it says in the document, that's what's, if it's bound, if it's agreed upon both sides, it's binding, and therefore, it would be good. You don't need a lishma. So asks the Ketzos, if the star shichur is shelo lishma, it's implied that it's completely batal. It doesn't work. Okay, it doesn't work as a star shichur, but let it at least work as a Shtar Kinyan. Why doesn't it work as a Shtar Kinyan? So that's the question of the Ketzos. And he's Mechadesh that the Eved Kanani doesn't work for an Eved Kanani because Eved Kanani has no Yad to be Mekabel the Shtar Kinyan. If I'm going to give you a Shtar, you have to receive the Shtar. If you don't have a Yad, like Eved Kanani, Yad Avdo Kedyad Rabo, so it doesn't work. He can't be Mekabel's own Shtar Kinyan. The only reason why it works by a Shtar Shichur when he hands a Shtar Shichur to an Eved Kanani, even though he has no Yad, that's a Chiddush that the din is Gito V'yada Ban Ke'echad. He acquires his Yad and the Get come at the same moment, so Get Shichur works by an Eved Kanani. But that's by a Get Shichur, but by a Get, by Shtar Kinyan, he has no Yad, and there's no concept of Gito V'yada Ban Ke'echad. So Eved Kanani has no Yad, and the Shtar Kinyan doesn't work by an Eved Kanani. But that's all in the world of Eved Kanani. That's what Ketzos writes. Again, the Ketzos says, by the Eved Kanani, you need a Shtar Shichur Lishma. That's necessary. Without Lishma, it's not a Get Shichur, but it could be at least a Shtar Kinyan. So give the Shtar Kinyan to the Eved Kanani so that he could go free. Well, that doesn't work because he has no Yad. And Eved Kanani has no Yad, and it can't be Mekabel Shtar Kinyan. So ask the Minchas Chinuch if that's the case. Let's move over to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri does have a Yad. We don't say Yad Avdo Kedyad Rabo by an Eved Ivri. Yes, an Eved Ivri we said Gufa Kanre, but that's not Lagabe the Yad. We saw all the Rishonim who said that they certainly have their own Yad. They could acquire things, they could pick up things, they could find Mitzias. So he has a Yad. So says in Minchas Chinuch, so if a Shtar Shichur that was given to an Eved Ivri isn't Lishma, so then it's in essence a Shtar Kinyan. And when you hand the Shtar Kinyan to an Eved Ivri, let it be good. He has a Yad to be Mekabel. Let it be another way to free himself. That's what he asks and ends up saying, Taka, you can. If you look inside, take a look at the bold of the Minchas Chinuch. He writes, Ach be'emes. He says, Ach be'emes, nielines daiti, bruan shaldvarim, diyesh shnei mine shtaros. The two types of shtaros we could work with here. Shtar Kinyan, one approach is the Shtar Kinyan. And the Shtar Kinyan, you don't have to have Lishma, Vitalish, it doesn't have to be Talish either, Vishar Dvarma, all the other restrictions and requirements for a Shtar Shichur are not necessary for a Shtar Kinyan. Ach get isha, the get shicher, de balafkia iser, if it's coming to be mafkia the iser, tsarach lishma, it has to be talish, to exert a kasif. So you have two shtaros now. If you're going to use a shtar shicher track for the Eved Ivri, so then it has to be lishma, has to be talish, and if you do it, it's mafkia the entire avdus of the Eved Ivri. But if you're taking the track of writing a shtar kinyan, it doesn't need lishma, it doesn't need to be talish, it should be connected to the ground, and that will work only klape the kinyan mamon, though. It won't affect the kinyan iser, but it will work towards the kinyan mamon. Those are two types of shtaros he writes. Asa de basisho, exactly. But it seems like maybe even mutter to shifra kananis, perhaps.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think so, but I'm not sure. So that's what comes out from the Minchas Chinuch, that again, he's mechadish, the two types of shtaros, two types of tracks one could take. One is again the shtar kinyan, and one is the shtar shichur, and he goes on to elaborate on these pieces, and he adds one more nafkamina. So the two nafkaminas he discussed up until now was whether it needs lishma or not lishma, whether it needs to be talish or not talish, but then he says another third nafkamina would be whether it can be bal karchach or not. A get shichur can be bal karchach, you could give it against their will, but a get kinyan must be the ratzon, and if the Eved Ivri, for whatever reason, refuses to accept the get kinyan, it wouldn't be a shtar kinyan, and it'd have be a fully owned Eved Ivri. So that's interesting minchas chinuch based on these rishonim who hold that there's a kinyan mamon plus a kinyan iser. Any questions on that? Everyone got it? Okay. So now let's move on to the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach, now, you know, one of the reasons why I mentioned the first year why this is such a confusing set of sugyas is because there's so many overlaps and going back and forth about there's different personalities. The Am Ivriya, there's Eved Kanani, there's Eved Ivri Lenachri, Eved Ivri Mochul Bezdin, Eved Ivri Mochur Atzmo. And then there are all the types of ways you could be Kone, and a Niknet, and a Kone Atzmo. There's Giron Kesev, and there's Shtar. There's a whole slew of different ways to acquire yourselves and to become free. There's Yovel, and there's Shunim. So it gets very confusing. It's hard to isolate each one separately. So here, the Or Sameach, we're going to see this probably next week as well, but he's talking about Giron Kesev. Giron Kesev is one of the ways that Eved Ivri gets to go free is if he pays the outstanding debt that he owes, if he pays it, he goes free called Giron Kesev. We'll discuss how that works next week. It's very much correlated to Gufo Kanoi. Meaning, however you understand Gufo Kanoi, these opinions will seemingly dictate the nature of Giron Kesef. So in this discussion of Giron Kesef, I'll just kind of say the punchline here, and maybe next week when we go through Giron Kesef, you can work through this Or Sameach a little bit more, is that he comes out to say the following. He says, this Gufo Kanoi, this concept we've been discussing, is really there's a split between the Eved Ivri versus the Am Ivriya. The Eved Ivri, he says, is a full Gufa Kanoi. However you understand Gufa Kanoi, the Eved Ivri is a full, bona fide Gufa Kanoi type of Eved Ivri. And when he pays for himself Giron Kesef, he goes free. He pays against the Adon's will, he goes free. The challenge Or Sameach has is by the Am Ivriya. The Am Ivriya, by definition, has to be a Ketana. If she has simanim, she's older, she's a gedola, she's free. There can't be such a case of an Am Ivriya, who's a gedola, who's a nara. So she's a katana. So he asks the question, how could an Am Ivriya, who's a katana, perform a Giron Kesef? How could she pay to let herself go free? There's a din that a katana, or a katan for that matter, cannot give things. He accepts things. The Gemara says in Yuma and Sukkah, he could acquire things, but they're not very good at sharing. And there's certain ages where already it goes through all some things outside, where certain ages we accept the gift of a katan or a katana, but that's only derabanan. But deraisa, a katan or a katana can't give things away. So how can Am Ivriya ever perform Giron Kesef, pay money to give to her adon to free herself? She can't, her nesina is not a nesina, it doesn't work. That's his question. How does Giron Kesef work from the Am Ivriya? So what the Or Sameach answers is as follows. He's mechadish that as it relates to Am Ivriya, there are two dinim by Am Ivriya. There's the chov that's outstanding, and then there's a concept of gufo kanar. The chov that's outstanding is not her chov. Whose chov is it? It's her father's chov. The father's chov that she wants to pay back, her father's chov. And says the Or Sameach, again, you'll appreciate this more when you see this inside, that when she's allowed to pay back her father's chov, she can't give matanas in general, but to pay back her father's chov, he says she can pay back a chov that's not hers. If it's her own chov, she can't. But her someone else's chov, she's allowed to. So she pays back the chov to her father of her father, and mimela she goes free. That's what he says. Now, the Or Sameach says it can't be purely a chov that she's paying off. That can't be just a chov, because then the halacha is that it's mashma from the way Gir and Kesev works, again, it's a bit tricky, is you need the Adon's consent. He needs to be involved in this. When you're paying a chov, he's not involved in that. Adon has to be involved. It has to be a das achar's mashma. And therefore, he says, when it comes to Am Ivriya, there's two dinim. She pays the chov, but there's also element of gufo kanoi. So when she pays the chov, that chov disappears. But you still need the adon to let her go free in das achars machna. And for that reason, he comes out by saying that by Eved Ivri, where Eved Ivri has to be a gadol only, so Eved Ivri, it's gufo kanoi, and the Eved Ivri could pay off against the will of the adon. He pays out of pocket, that's fine. Your own kesef comes strictly from him. He's a gadol, he could pay, he could give things away. But the Am Ivriya, it's tricky, and therefore he says the Am Ivriya, who's a ketana, she can't pay for a giron kesef, elamai, she's paying just for a chov of her father, pays off the chov, and then in combination of the adon having to let her go free, that combination of gufa kane plus chov is how he understands Am Ivriya. A bit sophisticated, but hopefully next week when we learn giron kesef, how that works, we'll come back to this Or Sameach and appreciate this even more to understand these two dinim of how he understands Eved Ivri as Gufo Kanoi versus the Am Ivriya's understanding. Question? Because as it relates to her obligations, her debts, so then she doesn't want to give things away. But if she's taking care of someone else's debt, that doesn't affect her, even though it's money that she's using, but someone else's debt. He doesn't explain all this, but somehow he thinks that would be okay.
Not like a lack of das.
Exactly. Her actions, the Maisa Ketana is not going to be effective if it affects her. But if it affects somebody else, the Maisa Ketana would be effective. Okay, everyone good? Again, a bit complicated. I hope I didn't lose you on that piece, but we'll bring you back hopefully in a second. Yeah. So very, very good. So what we learned here, the Or Sameach writes, is the Adon must be involved. It's based on what we'll learn next week, that he has to help facilitate and support this pidyon.
So
he can say no. So there's a mitzvah that he has to. He has to. If she has the money, he must be helpful in that matter. Exactly. Right. So he has to be helpful in that. Right. Okay, fine. So now, these 2 days in the Or Sameach, I'll just read the Rambam. I have Rambam in front of me, 1 second.
He doesn't quote the Rambam, but it seems clear in the Rambam that he also has these two understandings of the difference between Am Ivriya versus the Eved Ivri.
So the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, Perek Dalad, Halacha Dalad, he's actually, I first read Beijud Aleph. Beijud Aleph by the Eved Ivri. The way he writes this is, Harav shemachal le'eved al kesef, the Rav's mochel, shenishar lo le'avod kinegdo, ein amachal, mochil doesn't work as we saw. Ad sheyichdov lo shtar shichur, until you write a shtar shichur. The shtar shichur, let's go free. Fine. Now, ketad, harei shekanu b'shishim ve'eved shana, o shesayim, he was acquired for 60, and he worked 1 or 2 years. Amelo shar devar mechul lecha, the rest is mochel, doesn't work until ad sheyichdov lo shtar, until you write a shtar. Fine. That's the Rambam by Eved Ivri. Even though it's not talking giron kesef, it's talking about shtar shichur, I think it still could reflect in the Or Sameach. If you look at the Am Ivriya by Perek Dalad Halacha Dalad, here it's slightly different. Am Ivriya, here we go. Am Ivriya, v'chein migras pidyon v'yata, v'im kasav shtar shichrar, u'machal al ashar yotze chinim ke'evet. So here he writes, if she's magras pidyon v'yata, sounds like the two steps here. First, she has to pay the pidyon, which sounds like the chov, and then if he writes the shtar, so then that's his ability to take care of the guf hakana. Well, for the Eved Ivri, he doesn't talk about any giron kesef here at all. He just writes the shar shichur. It's just one. It's a kind of gufa kanoi. You need to write a shar shichur. But here there are two elements. There's two steps in the Rambam here. One again is she needs to do giron kesef, take care of the chov, and then afterwards he writes a shar shichur. So it sounds very consistent with the understanding of the Or Sameach. Okay, we're good. I feel like I'm losing you guys a little bit, so let's just finish with Reb Chaim then. Reb Chaim says as follows. Reb Chaim is mechadish the following din. He asks a series of questions, but since you guys didn't see, I'm not going to go through the questions. I'll just explain the answer of Reb Chaim. It's very much a classic Brisker understanding. If you look at number 11, page 5, the last six lines of the Hanir Lomar Bazeh. So again, after asking around four questions, Reb Chaim says, "De be'emes ein be'evet ivri kinnin ma'isa yada b'l'chud." He does not think that in Eved Ivri there's a kinnin as it relates to the ma'isa yadaim alone, ella, the hudin midine Eved Ivri. There's this new category called Eved Ivri. V'hainu shechidshe ha'torah sheYisrael yachol limchor et atma le'eved, a Jew could sell himself into slavery. V'shechal alav Hashem Eved, and there's a chalo Shem Eved, v'nasa l'chefta shel Eved. He becomes now this new object, this new person, this new chalos. U'b'chefta shel Eved, yesh bo din kinyin, u'maisi yada v'din heta shivcha. And it comes with this chalos Shem Eved, it comes all the dinim of the actions go to the Adon, there's a heta shivcha kananis, and all that what goes along with it. But there's a new concept, this new category called Eved Ivri. That's what the Reb Chaim writes. So it's not based on Kinyan Mamon of Shibud of Achov. It's not based on Dekel Perosov. It's not based on Kinyan Isser. There's a new category. We're not using any other previous dinim. The new category called Eved Ivri. That's what he writes. And he used this to explain a din we did in Makos this past year in Yeshiva about Edim Zomim, about Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and that halach is of an Edim say that Selvan Taruvain was sold to be an Eved Ivri, and they're found to be Edim Zomim, the din is they do not become Edim Zomim, rather they get Malchus instead. Fine. So the case of they attempted to say that this person was an Eved Ivri, what is the case here? The way Rashi understands the case is that they were made that this person stole, and then turned out that guy didn't have money, so Mehmed is going to be sold as an Eved Ivri. But the Edis was on the Geneva, not on the Eved Ivri part. Geneva. Okay. And the Gemara brings Xeris Kos with how it doesn't work. But the Rambam says, no, the Edis is that they said, not that the guy stole. They said that this guy was an Eved Ivri. That was the Edis. He was an Eved Ivri. And then they're caught, so we don't make them become an Eved Ivri. Ask Reb Chaim, wait a second. If an Eved Ivri is in essence paying off a chov, he's paying a debt off, that's all he is, he's mafsid mammon, so why not make him pay mammon as well, the Edim Zomim? If the whole concept of Edim Zomim is just dini mammonis, so let him pay the chov. The fact that we don't let him pay a chov must be, says Reb Chaim, we don't view Eved Ivri as a chov. It's not a chshibud of a mashkon, it's a chaloshem Eved Ivri. Nothing to do with mammonos. Yes, he might have gotten there because he needed money, or because he stole, that's maybe the source. But after all said and done, he's an Eved Ivri, and we don't view this as a chov, and that's why he creates this whole new category. So that's the last approach in the different shittas of Guf HaKanan. Now, let's finish off with Shittas Rashi. We've been waiting on Shittas Rashi till now. Look back inside the Gemara on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Gemara says, if you go back, we'll read Lamali again just to see the flow here. In the Rashi's Lamali, Rashi writes, Lamali shtar. Why do you need a shtar? This is Nahav Amina. Ha ein gufa kanoi. El chov mamon avodah sheishanum sheyesha alav. All he is a chov mamon, and you could be mochel chov mamon. Says Rashi two lines down, gufa kanoi. No, the chiddush is gufa kanoi. Ad sheyagiu yimei chifusho, until he reaches the time of freedom, Ulufikach, therefore, harav shemachal al girono eino machal. Therefore, when he's mochel on the outstanding debt, it doesn't work. V'tzarech shichur, you require shichur. V'imlav, if not, if there's no shichur, chozer, u'mishavibo. If you attempt it to be mochel, it doesn't work. You could re-enslave him. Imirt, if you want. De'lo shayach be'michiyas mamon, el lashon shichur. You can't use a lashon michiyas mamon, rather lashon shichur. V'chikasav la lashon shichur, v'nasin la, and you give it to him, nafik, then he goes free. The lo gara miknani, that's what we saw in Chaschina quoting earlier, that the Eved Ivri going free, or the shtar, shichur of the Eved Ivri, should be no less, no worse than that of the Knani, the nafik b'shtar as well. D'chsev ochupa shelo nitala, v'gamar lala meisha. So just like there's a shtar shichur by Knani, there's also a shtar shichur by an Eved Ivri. And that's the lashon of Rashi. Now it's unclear what Rashi's, what he holds l'maskana. What is Maskana? So some suggest that maybe he's saying what Reb Chaim says. And Reb Chaim doesn't bring Mezariah, which might indicate Reb Chaim didn't think that way, because obviously Reb Chaim knew this Rashi. But some say, because if you look at Rashi, it doesn't say anything about a chov here. It doesn't say Dekla Pirozov. It doesn't say a shibud of mashkun of any sort. He saw Lashon Shechur, letting him go free, compared to the Eved Kanani. So some suggest that he holds, like, there's this new category of an Eved Ivri. That's one suggestion. However, it doesn't seem that way, because he doesn't redefine it. He doesn't redefine it really at all. It sounds like, and this is why Rabbi Elia Baruch and his Sefer said, and this is what I felt from Rashi. When I read this Rashi, I thought of Reb Chaim initially as well. But based on Rashi's, we'll see next week, it seemed like Rashi's working with Chov throughout all the sugyas. He doesn't seem to be working with this Kinyan Isser. It doesn't mention anything of Kinyan Isser at all. And this new Chiddush Reb Chaim, no Achronim are comfortable with Reb Chaim. No Rishon says what Reb Chaim says. This Rashi might be the only one who might sound like there's a new category of shichur, but even then, it doesn't sound like that flow. So, either Rabbi Elia Baruch or Ter Shmuel thought that Rashi says that he doesn't change from Chov Mamon. He doesn't change, it's Chov Mamon, now it's a new Evet. No. What he says is, he's a Chov Mamon, it's a new Chov Mamon that goes until Ad, Yimei Chifusho, until he comes free. It's a stronger type of Chov. A chov that may be more like we saw in Tosri Azakin, whereby it's a chov that has a mashkel. And there's a raya for this concept, by the way. There's a raya in this, I'm not going to go through it now, but the Sugi Yutes calls the Am Ivriya a mashkel, and Rashi just talks about this as well. So it seems that Rashi's working with, it's really a chov, that's a strong chov that's a mashkel attached to. And he's stuck. The Eved Ivri stuck until he pays off the money, until he gets to get shichur, but it's a very strong type of chov. It's a shtar that's really mochel on the chov. That's really what's going on here. And if you look at Tosri Azakin, he seems to say this as well. He seems to call this shtar a shtar mechilim. If you look back in the Tosri Azakin, he says, u'mistavr lantens, I got mistavr de milva b'shtar im machal malve afal pishalo hichzer los shtar havi mechila b'shtar rai ba'ama the gabe eved. Eved Ivri, the nickname of Shtar, could decide that from Vila Haba Aminan, Lamele Vampe Trey Zeal. Actually, that's the line I wanted. The line before that. Because of La Shtar, Havle Kimachzer La Mashkon. When you write a Shtar, it's almost as if you're returning the Mashkon, almost as if you're being Mochel on the Shibud. It's a Shtar addressing the type of Chov that's outstanding. Again, I'll leave with this because you didn't see all this stuff. I'll just finish with this last line. The Rebbe Lei Malin has a few different pieces on Eved Ivri, Sugyas, and he has one piece in Siman Lamin Aleph. He has a few Osios. So in Os Tes, he's Madaik from the Rambam as well, like the Tosri Azakin, that the Shtar Shichur is a Shtar on the Mechilas Chov. It's not a star that addresses the Kinyan Isser. It's a star on the Mechila. That's what he writes here. Similar to what we're suggesting in Rashi, that's a star on the Mechila's Chov. Again, the Chov has gotten stronger. It's a Chov that's set in stone like a Mashkon. And you need a star that's going to be Mochel on the Mashkon or Mochel on the Chov. That's what comes out from all this. Not like Rav Chaim writes, but that's how Reb Lei Mal understands the Shita of the Rambam. That's how we're understanding Rashi. Okay, a little bit confusing. Let me just recap a little bit so you have some understanding. So we have now, just to say again, we have for either Gufa Kanoi is a Kinyan Mamon, that is like a Mashkon, a Chova with a Mashkon like Tosri Azakin, or it's a Dekla Pirosa, which is a Kinyan Lagabi the Peros. Then we had a third opinion that said it was a Kinyan Isser, those Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ritter, and the Rajba. And now we have a fourth Shita of Reb Chaim, who says there's a new category called an Eved Ivri, and all the halachas that go along with it. And then we said that Minchas Chinuch says there are two types of shtars you could use. There's a Kinyan Isser shtar, which have halachas of a Get Shich or of a Kanani, or there's a Kinyan Mamon, which don't have the restriction, but also it's limited. The Kinyan Shtar Mamon only addresses the Kinyan Mamon, doesn't address the Kinyan Isser. And then we have that complicated Or Sameach, and we'll appreciate it next week more, that by an Eved Ivri, it's fully Gufo Kanoi, but the Am Ivri, because it's a Katana, she can't really pay up. So therefore, we view there's an element of the Chov to Am Ivri, and there's also an element of the Gufo Kanoi as it relates to the Am Ivri as well. Okay, so we'll stop here. Then tomorrow we're going to go back to Yudal now, the Mishnah, in the first couple lines of the Gemara, about which types of Kinyanim, if an Eved Ivri is Nimkar Legoi, which Kinyanim will be accessible.